tips for us all. Yes, that's what I hope anyway, because thanks to a new Bible called You Can Be Younger, it's the latest book from leading therapist, celebrity therapist Marissa Peel, which offers 10 simple steps to make you feel and look younger, 10 years younger. Hello, Marissa, how are you?
I'm fine, feeling very young and happy, thank you.
Well, you should. You've written this Bible, haven't you?
I have.
Have you got a magic wand out, yes?
Definitely got a magic wand.
Yes, okay. Well, listen, I've hit 40 and a few years on top, and I don't like what I'm seeing in the mirror. So I must admit, I have turned to cosmetic treatments and products, but they are not working, Marissa.
Of course.
So is it ever too late to claw those years back?
Never, never, never. You can start at 80 to reverse aging. As long as you're breathing, you can slow down the age of your body. But products aren't going to do it for you. It's really your thinking more than anything else that will slow down aging. There are other things you can do too, but if you want to change the way you age, change the way you think.
Okay, so it's all in the mind.
All in the mind.
So do you lie about your age, first of all?
I don't actually. I'm very proud of the fact that people always think I'm at least 12 years younger than I am. So I tell everyone how old I am, because they go, oh my God, you can't be. And I go, yeah, but I've written this book and I'm proof that what I do really works.
Well, I've got a picture. I've got your book in front of me. And there's a picture of you in the back. No, it isn't of you.
No, that's me,
no,
yes.
That, it is you.
That's me on the back of the book.
Okay, right. I'm going to try and guess your age.
Go on then.
You are 33.
Well, I'm much closer to 60 than I am to 50, so that's not true. But
you are kidding me.
No, no, no. I had my birthday on Saturday and I'm nearer 60 than 50, but actually I don't mind.
You look amazing.
I know, it's kind of a weird thing to even say that because I feel so young. I mean, I feel really young. But then that's what works for me. If you feel young.
Come on, tell us your tips quickly.
Well,
come on.
You just played the stones, which is really interesting, because when you do something young, your mind believes you're young. You have three ages. So you have your birth certificate age, and mine is 56, but that doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
So you have the age you are, which you have to pay no attention to at all. Then you have the age that your organs are. So if you're 50, say you were 40 like you, and you run every day.
Yeah.
Your heart and lungs will only be 35, but your knees might be 55. And if you run in the sun, your skin can be older. So your organs can be 15 years older or younger than you.
Okay.
But then the next age you have is your psychological age, and that is the biggie. Because if you feel young, every time you giggle and laugh and do something young, you actually start to reverse the age of your organs. So Keith Richards really shouldn't even be here, but because he runs around the stage, even though he's, you know, taken drugs and smoked and not looked after himself, the fact that he does something young and thinks young makes him look young. And people who age really well leave clues. If you look at Lulu and Goldie Hawn and Felicity Kendall, they giggle a lot, they laugh, they're very girly in the way they conduct themselves. And when you do that, your organs think you're a girl and you start to reverse your age. And this has been proved by Tufts Medical School. The BBC proved it when they did a test in 2010. They took Derek Jameson and a lot of other celebrities into a house.
I saw that series, yes.
And they pretended it was 30 years earlier. And before they went in, they tested their grip, their hormones, every test you could, their muscle, their bones. And they all reversed their age by 10 years and a week. And they said that they actually forgot that they were 80 and they were living in a world of 30 years younger, and they physically reversed the age of their organs by 7 to 10 years in a week. And it's so easy to do that.
So come on then, tell us, give us a rundown of the 10 steps.
The first thing is you've got to change how you talk to yourself. So if you look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I look so old, I look so ancient, I look geriatric, I look terrible, I look like an antique. You have to recognise that your mind believes everything you tell it. It doesn't have a sense of humour. So when you say, I look old, your mind believes you're old. It's like saying, I've got a headache. The more you say that, the more you feel it. If you just change that to, I look tired, I look stressed, even I look dehydrated, your mind knows that that's very, very temporary. And so don't ever use words like, I look old, I look knackered, I look past it. Just say, I look tired.
Okay.
And then your mind understands that even two-year-olds look tired. If you say, I forgot, you know, to charge my phone, it's my age, don't do that. You can go to any school of five-year-olds and find in every cloakroom they leave stuff behind. But we never say it's their age. So people have this terrible habit of getting to 40 and going, at my age, or I can't wear that at my age.
Yes.
I'm too tired at my age. I've forgotten at my age. You know, if you look at that woman who's in the paper this week, Gillian Lynn, doing the splits at 88.
Yes.
And the woman who's in the theatre now, Margaret, whatever, who's on the stage at 88. There's a lot of people who are doing fantastic things in the 80s, and you can bet your bottom dollar they don't say, at my age, at my age, at my age. They don't do that. So the first thing is, do not say, I'm old, I'm tired, I'm past it. Keep saying that I'm young at heart. The second thing is, whatever you think you believe about aging is not true. I mean, every time you look at someone who's aged incredibly well, like Cliff Richard, who we call Peter Pan, because another person doing a boyish thing who still is boyish, you don't know that that's not an example of completely normal aging, and you're the abnormal one. So look at people who age well. I mean, Nelson Mandela was in jail for 30 years. He didn't have vitamins or exercise or organic vegetables, and yet his passion for life kept him young. So believe different beliefs, think different thoughts, change your language, and this will all slow down the aging of your body. But of course, you also want to slow down the aging of your mind. There's no point in looking amazing if you haven't got a great memory. And you can do really simple things to keep your brain young, because the brain loves newness. So it's what I call using the wrong hand. Go up the stairs leading from your left leg. You'll want to go from your right, but don't. Clean your teeth every day with the wrong hand. And every time you do those two tiny things, you start to make new brain neurons. And those new neurons keep you really young. And if you love reading the paper or doing Sudoku, do it on an iPad, do it on a laptop, because that newness will completely rejuvenate your brain. And that's why people like Titian, who was still painting in his 90s, and composers who are still composing in their 90s, they're always doing something new. And it doesn't have to be anything major, just a little new thing, like even going to talk to your grandchildren, not that you have any, obviously, on Facebook or Skype. Anything new will keep you young. So don't get into that same old, same old.
Okay, so break the habit. So yeah. Let's recap. Step one, change your thoughts. Step two, change your beliefs. Step three, change your language. Step four, find and change. No, we haven't spoken about this. Come on, tell me about this biological age. Yeah. This is why I was asking you, should we start lying about our ages?
No, we convince
ourselves that we're younger.
But you don't have to lie. You can lie to your brain. When you do young things, you can convince your mind that you're any age. So, for instance, when you're having sex, you know, all animals only have sex to procreate. And when you're past procreation age and you have sex, your brain still believes the only way you could possibly be doing this is because you want to have a baby, even if you're in your 60s. And it will actually slow down aging, particularly for women, actually much more so than men. So don't think, oh, I'm too tired now, I'm too old. Do all the things you did when you were younger, laugh, giggle, have sex, because that too will slow down your age. Women who have one orgasm a week live much longer than women who don't. And when you look at people in there who've reached age 100 and 105, and now, in fact, 110, because there's more of them than ever before, they will all say they continue their sex life right up into their 70s and beyond. You don't have to swing from the chandeliers, but if you do young things, you will slow down the age of your body.
One orgasm a week. Gosh,
well, you can
I'm
have
lucky
more.
That
have
I've reached 40.
No, don't be silly. It gets, for women, it gets easier as you get older. Women become more orgasmic in their 40s and in their 20s because they like their bodies more. They know who they are. Only 18% of 20-year-olds have orgasms, but that goes up dramatically when you get into your 40s.
But you know what? I do speak to my friends, and we all feel like this, that we don't like ourselves these days. But then again, we always look back at pictures and think, oh, we look so good when you were in our 20s. But I remember having all these hang-ups then.
Yeah, of course. And you see, what you should do is, Don't focus on what you don't like. Get up in the morning and focus on what you like. I love my eyes. I love my smile. I love my skin. I love my body. Think of all the good things it does for you, because the more you like it, the better it functions. It's like you're saying to your friend, I don't like all these things about you. You're going to watch them slump in front of you. So don't do that.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. I'm going to try and take it all in, and then we're going to go through the rest of the steps with you. I'm going to give you a break because, gosh, you've been speaking a lot, but it's brilliant. It's fascinating stuff, Marissa.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Right. Our Welsh artist of the week this week is Rhydian. His new album was out yesterday, titled One Day Like This, and this is the lead track from that title, One Day Like This.